All right, well, here we are with tonight's panel discussion. Oh, how I wish we could stop talking about healthcare. For the past year, it has dominated our lives, dominated the airwaves, the television channels, the front pages of every single newspaper. So when the Democrats claimed that they were going to get the bill passed this week, I think anybody, even those who oppose it, must have breathed just a tiny little sigh of relief to think that maybe the headache would be over. But of course, that's a silly thought. The partisan bickering this week has only been amped up. The Tea Partiers made a last push by storming the Capitol, and now several states are preemptively threatening to sue the government or to create laws that ban the federal government from forcing people to have health insurance. Now, of course, by law, federal law supersedes state law, but could this be the next big movement that we see? Are the states going to rise up? Here to discuss it with me, I have J.P. Frayer from the Washington Examiner, Shantae Duran from the D.C. Young Democrats, and Anthony Randazzo, back again from Reason Magazine. Thank you all for being here. So, first of all, this whole push by the states to try to show their muscle to the federal government, what does that mean? I mean, is this just a symbolic move? Could we see every state jumping on this bandwagon?
Well, it's just a way of sort of setting up the case that this is a violation of the 10th Amendment to force individual states into a plan that a lot of people don't want. I mean, if you look at the polls, the Obamacare is very unpopular. And people want to be able to express that past just the congressmen who are obviously not listening to them.
But technically, doesn't every federal law force states into abiding that federal law in some way?
No, what you're saying, the 10th Amendment explicitly states that the powers it's not given to the federal government, to the Constitution, are reserved to the states. Mm-hmm. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you can force someone to buy health care. Now, it may sound silly if you just put it out that way. The principle here is that you have individuals that may want to have the choice to not spend money, and the federal government is saying, here, you have to buy this. And there's no way around it. It's like an additional tax. It's a fee.
So if the bill, first of all, do you think that the bill is going to get passed this week, yes or no, across the board?
I doubt it.
It's not looking that way, but, you know, I think this, the state legislation, I don't think it's going anywhere. I think this is people just jumping ahead of themselves. There's not going to be a legal basis in the courts for this. I don't think it's going anywhere.
I disagree. I actually think that this is probably an opportunity for states to flex their muscles, really bring about an actual 10th Amendment challenge, because the 10th Amendment means something. It's supposed to say that states are supposed to have power where the federal government is not explicitly given power. And there's no case you can make against the federal government doing anything unless you support that idea.
Okay, so in that case, is this never going to end? Like I said, this healthcare battle has been raging for almost a year. I know that this is important for the country, but I'm just so sick of it. And
right.
So is this just going to continue on and on and on and on, even if they were to get it passed by, let's say, tomorrow?
Well, blame the Democrats. I mean, they're the ones that haven't gotten the message over and over again. Every opportunity that they've gotten from the American public has said, we don't want this thing. And the Democrats say, well, maybe we just didn't phrase it right. Maybe we could just do it better or something. And so they keep trying, and then we keep hearing about it.
Well, the American public has said that they want something.
Exactly.
I mean, can't you blame all lawmakers
exactly.
for not
Absolutely.
Doing it right?
Sure.
You have hundreds and thousands of people that are complaining they're being turned down by insurance company for pre-existing conditions, or that they have conditions that are now not being covered, or people losing their job and not having health insurance and not being able to afford private health insurance. I mean, people need health care reform, and they want health care reform. It's just inaccurate to say that the country is against health care reform.
Sure, it's a huge issue. So why are we forcing it through? If it's such an important issue, if it's so big, why are we putting together something where the president himself said in an interview that whatever comes out is going to be health care reform, without even seeing what the reconciliation bill was being presented to the American people? So just whatever it is going to be health care reform. If it's such this huge issue, why are we not doing it right? Why are we we're tired of this. I'm tired of dealing with it. We're all tired of it. That doesn't mean that we should just throw a $1 trillion 10-year bill through just for the sake of being done with it and moving on to something else.
Well, we're not lawmakers. It's not our job to create a good bill. And if this is such a huge issue, why didn't they start working on it beforehand, too?
And it doesn't mean that we should scrap it and do nothing. Or start over.
But no one's actually saying that we shouldn't do anything. In fact, I would say that there are a lot of plenty, like, there are plenty of very thoughtful solutions to this whole problem that actually create reform that don't involve an entire nationalization of the health insurance industry. I mean, when we talk about pre-existing conditions, I mean, that most people don't have to deal with this pre-existing conditions problem because they get their
they get their
insurance through employment. Now, if we don't want them to get their insurance through employment, then we can just remove the tax credit that employers get for providing their employees health insurance, so that way you create an individual market. That's a simple thing to do, and it doesn't involve any government bureaucracy at all. But unfortunately, Democrats don't want to do this. What Democrats want to do is they just want to take it over and command it, because that's their solution to everything, bigger government.
Now, I want to take this direction or this discussion in a different direction here. I don't want to get into all the details of the health care bill, but I do want to ask, I mean, the amount of people that have come up, oh, these Tea Party movements, the opposition to this, the debate that's been stirred, really is incredible. How many people are talking about this in this country and that it's actually mobilized people. Why don't we see the same thing when it comes to wars? Well, to other things that where people are actually losing their lives as well?
Because people really don't want this thing. Because there were a lot more people that were...
Is it because there's more money involved? Because
terms of raising taxes, absolutely. And that is certainly a problem of war. However, sometimes people feel that war is necessary. And sometimes people don't feel that a nationalization of the healthcare industry is necessary.
You had the people stood up against both the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. You had people that that cried out.
And
we're not going to forget about healthcare, because that stays with everybody every day. As we're just saying right now.
Do you think war doesn't stay with the people, the families who have sons and daughters fighting abroad every single day?
Sure, it does.
I don't see why it shouldn't stay with everyone every day.
The wars have not gone away, but like you just said, we've forgotten about, in Brunson we've forgotten about them, but it's just because they've been replaced by something else in the national conscience, whether it's Wall Street, the economy, this huge healthcare thing. If we, if there wasn't this massive push to socialize healthcare in the United States, all those resources that are being put towards that could be put towards something else.
So 10 years from now, is there any chance that the people would have forgotten about this whole healthcare debate, when Medicare, when Social Security were also coming about, everybody was opposed to it.
Not when your taxes are higher, not when your premiums have gone up, not when you look back and you go, oh,
recession.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not when you say, this specific bill caused my premiums to go up X amount of time. I can look back 10 years ago and say, well, I was paying this for insurance, now I have to pay this amount because this bill was put in place that destroyed the healthcare industry as we know it for the worse.
The premiums are going to continue to increase if we don't reform healthcare. That's the bottom line. The premiums are going to go up now if we do nothing.
CBO said, the Congressional Budget Office came out with their analysis, and they said that if we do nothing, premiums will actually stay lower than with Obama's plan. So I don't understand why Democrats stick to that point, because it's simply not true.
Now here, Obama actually postponed his trip to Indonesia, to Australia, in order to deal with this, because they were under the impression that it really was going to get done this week. Is this something that's worth postponing his trip over? Should domestic politics always supersede foreign policy when it comes to the president?
Well, if it's the chief part of his agenda, it's going to trump everything. But the problem is that they don't even want to have an up or down vote on it. They want to have a demon pass resolution, which means that people aren't going to have a clear-cut vote on it. So that means that they're just up to shenanigans. And they don't actually want to have the real political debate played out. They just want to go into this weird procedural thing.
They've been trying to create a political debate for the past year. I mean, I was under the impression that that's what the last year was used for.
Well, not for the actual substance of the bill. I mean, they don't want to talk about what's in the thing. I mean, when you have Leader Boehner actually bring a copy of the bill to the summit, Obama criticizes him for saying that this is just political theatrics. Well, the bill's pretty freaking big. I mean, we should actually take a look at what's inside, and he's saying that's just a theatrical thing. That tells you something about how he feels about his own bill.
I mean, entire Democratic's office, the congressional offices will admit to you that they haven't read through the whole bill, that their staffers haven't read through the whole bill. They haven't looked at every one particular issue. They're just going by, a lot of offices are just going by what the whip and the speaker's office are telling them what to do, either because they're scared, and so now you've got scare tactics that are trying to push this through bill, push this bill through, which is almost exactly what Obama said he wasn't going to do in bringing change to Washington.
Why are they scared?
They're scared because the president is using scare tactics. He's saying, I'm not going to go campaign for you in your district. The Democratic Party is going to pull their funding away from you. We're going to leave you out to dry. And that's a scary thing as a member.
All right, you guys, I have to wrap it up, unfortunately. I'm sorry. Thank you. Healthcare debate, it's still not over. I'm sick of it, but we must say that the Constitution does say that laws of the United States, federal authority does supersede state authority. So we'll see if the state's little plan works.